Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. If you love films, love shorts, we have got just the thing for you this Saturday. This is an amazing opportunity. We've got Megan Smith-Harris here with Stratford Film Festival. Megan, it's good to see you again.
Well, great to see you. You're even more excited about them than I am.
Oh, this is amazing. This is short films, Oscar-nominated and Oscar-winning films set for this Saturday. What an amazing opportunity this
well,
is.
It is, and people got to realize it's not everybody who gets to show these. You have to apply and be approved, and they only give so many theaters the opportunity to show these. So I'm very honored that we got permission and we're able to license these great films.
Yeah, so this is it 15 short films? Is that
There's
what we're talking?
15 short films. Three of them are the actual
winners.
Films.
Yeah.
Yep. So it was exciting watching the Oscars this year.
Yeah.
Because I had a little bit more of a vested interest. So the best documentary short is The Only Girl in the Orchestra, about the first woman double bass player of all instruments, who actually played in the symphony, in the New York Symphony. So that's quite a cool story. And she just didn't give up. It was something she was passionate about, and she was up against a lot of, how would we say it? You know, prejudice, other things. But she was a phenomenal musician. So the best animated short is called In the Shadow of the Cypress, and the best live-action short is I'm Not a Robot, which is really quirky and weird and funny and strange and leaves you thinking at the end.
Okay, so it's going to be an amazing variety because those are the three winners, but it's 15 films in total.
Yes, we've got five in each category. So at 1 o'clock, we're showing all the documentary shorts. And that's a longer program. It's just over 2.5 hours. So we're actually going to have an intermission like the very, very old days.
Yeah.
So people can stretch their legs and use the loo and go grab a coffee locally. And then at 4 o'clock, we're showing the animated shorts. And these are kind of cool. And remember, animation isn't always for children. These are adults. Everything's PG-13. That's at 4 o'clock, and that's five of those. And that program is just under 90 minutes, so it's quick. And then the final live action shorts are at 7 p.m., and that's about 86 minutes. And that's a great program, too. All different subjects from all around the world. And, you know, I was thinking on my way over here, Jamie, because, you know, so often we're in a rut. We have, you know, we have Prime and we have Apple TV and we have Netflix and we have Crave. And we're just like, oh, I can't find anything to watch. And so you end up watching all these reruns of Friends or Veep or you know, Seinfeld. And this is really curated for people. These are films that you're probably not going to otherwise see. Maybe one or two of them you might get a look at. But it's hard to program short films.
Yeah.
And so these are films from around the world. They're from South Africa, from Croatia, who knew, from the Netherlands, Belgium, the UK, Japan, the United States, and everywhere. So it's quite a variety. And, you know, there's some challenging subjects, but there's also some magical, wonderful flights of fancy as well. It's a whole mixed bag.
Yeah, and these are all Oscar-nominated films, all in one day that you can take it in. This is Oscar-nominated short films set for this Saturday at Stratford City Hall Auditorium. So how does it work in terms of viewing or tickets, that sort of thing? Can you take it all in, or do you do it? How does it work?
We have a few brave souls who've bought tickets to all three.
Sure, and you can make a full day of it.
Yeah, we actually have a special. If you buy tickets to two, you get the third one for free. So if you're a real cinephile or you're just curious or you want to do something different, come for the day. And there will be enough of a break time for you to go grab a bite to eat, you know, go over to Starlight, go up to Cafe Buffon,
Perfect.
Go, you know, around the corner to Gilly's, wherever. You can go grab a bite to eat. And so we think that's pretty terrific. There's some people who are coming first to the documentaries, then taking a break and going out for dinner and shopping, and then they're coming back.
Yeah.
So it's whatever suits you, but it's a great opportunity for people to expand their horizons a little bit. You know, don't be intimidated by shorts.
Mm-hmm.
The great thing about shorts is
They're short.
So even if it's not your cup of tea, which I think they will be, they're all Oscar nominated for a reason, but there's another one coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can even go in and out if you want.
Yeah, there you go. So how can people pick up tickets? What's the best way?
Right. Most important thing of all, go to stratfordfilmfestival.com. If you go to upcoming events, you will see not only the Oscar shorts, but all of our other upcoming events. Tickets are $15 for adults, which I think is pretty reasonable, and $10 for students. And again, we have that special. If you want to come to all three, it's $30. So it's pretty winning combination.
Fantastic. So it's Stratford Film Festival for this Saturday at Stratford City Hall Auditorium, which is really becoming just a great location for screenings.
Well, we're excited. We're doing our best. We want to, we'll be showing monthly screenings there all year. So mm-hmm. get used to it because we're showing up.
And, that's great.
We have some terrific films. I'll be back to talk about those. I'm like a bad penny. I just keep showing up.
Well, there's more coming up. That's the great thing.
We have screenings for April. We have screenings for May. We're already booking a lot of tickets for both of those events. Are already selling. There are tickets left, and I think we've given you guys some tickets to give away this week.
So yeah.
Your listeners should keep listening.
That's right.
Opportunity.
Absolutely. So again, get in on this. What a great idea and a great opportunity to see Oscar nominated short films for this Saturday at Stratford City Hall Auditorium with Stratford Film Festival. Megan Smith-Harris with all the details. Thank you so much, Megan. And before I let you go, how was the Stratford Chef School Gala? Were you at that recently?
Yes, I was there. Well, I ate a lot and drank a lot, but it was fantastic. They do an amazing job at the Stratford Chef School. The Allure Mills was just stunning. Great turnout. They raised, I think, in the auctions alone, I think they raised $60,000. So I'm a big fan of what they do there. I've taken classes there and I eat there regularly. So it was great to be able to go out and support them.
Wonderful. And supporting local, that's what it's all about. Megan Smith-Harris. Thanks so much, Megan.
Thank you.